Sorry.
What the fuck was that?
I was trying a new intro. It didn't work out.
No,
it's fine.
No, it didn't. Hi, welcome back to the podcast, Commas and Periods.
Me,
I'm your host,
Heaven.
And Brenton.
But mostly Heaven.
Okay.
Everyone told me they watch and listen. What?
They watch and listen.
For me.
What they
so they can
this
know
on?
What to comment in the... What? I'm sinking here, guys. Save me. Write in the comments below.
We ain't even like a minute into this yet. Damn.
Anyways.
How has your week been?
Oh, well, it just started. It's Monday.
That's actually true.
It's
you didn't have
Monday.
To like, put that on blast, though. Well, actually, how was your weekend to the day of the week?
My weekend was pretty chill. Not going to get into details. It was a good weekend, though.
You're not going to get into details.
Yeah, it's not important.
What did you do?
No. What? No.
You know it's a good story when you say, I'm not going to get into details. What happened in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I wasn't in Vegas.
You were in
Anaheim. I was in Anaheim.
What happened at Disneyland stays at Disneyland. That sounds a little perverted, so let's not,
don't do anything at Disneyland.
Yeah.
Anyways, it was good.
Do you think people do stuff at Disneyland?
I'm sure.
That's
people
so fucking
do stuff
nasty.
At Disneyland.
I actually saw
one of those things, you know, like those seven secrets from Disney employees or whatever, like things that Disney employees have seen.
I thought you were going to say Disney employees have done, but they've actually seen guests doing it.
But they said that on, what's that ride called? Pirates of the Caribbean. Someone was giving someone a bloge on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Hold on. How, Sway? Because you on a boat with other,
people. Yeah, no, like, not necessarily.
Unless they got like a boat to themselves.
Yeah, maybe they got lucky. Or maybe they were in the back and they were hoping that no one turned around. You know, there's some dark parts.
You're right. That's so nasty, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not nasty for them, obviously, but there are children at
that
park.
Nah, it's nasty.
If you get caught
doing stuff in public, that you'll get put on a sex offenders list, and then you're on the sex offenders list.
But
so.
You know what? You know why some people do it like that? The people do it in areas. It's the thrill.
Yeah, the thrill of getting caught.
Even more.
And then if you get caught, you get put on the sex offenders list.
Hey.
There's nothing more thrilling than that.
Yeah,
can't get a job anywhere else.
Your significant others, I'm like, damn, that was sexy. Like, I love you for that. That's probably what happens, you know?
No, I don't think so.
And then they got to top that. So how do you top having sex on Pirates of the Caribbean at Disneyland?
Having sex on a person on Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
The person sitting next to you, you get on top of them, and then the other person gets on top of you. Oh.
If you that bold.
Hey.
If you that bold.
Having sex on the train that goes around Disneyland.
Oh, God. All right. Damn. All right. It's getting a little bit much.
Don't have sex at Disneyland.
Yeah, don't have sex at Disneyland. Keep that for home.
Keep it safe. Keep it. You know, if you whatever.
Do it in the goddamn parking lot, like in the back of a Sam's Club. I don't know, like
in the back of a Sam's Club. That's right.
Yeah. Do it somewhere that's a little discreet, but still in the open. That way, you can get your thrill on,
like
but
a,
not
like
be a pervert.
A parking garage somewhere. You know,
parking garage is that's too dangerous. You can get murdered.
Well.
Like at least in
you
a Costco parking lot
you can get
or a Sam's Club parking
anywhere.
Lot, you can see people coming. And in a parking
garage,
in a structure,
you should still be able to see people coming.
No, motherfuckers can be creeping between cars.
If you're in the back corner of a parking garage, you'll see someone coming towards
and
you.
The lighting's all weird and shit. Mm. No.
That's what makes it better. If you're gonna do it, you know.
You have experience with this?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to get fired from my job.
Wait, people at your job listen to this?
No.
Oh, okay. Then you should be good.
No, I'm saying if I was to get caught in a parking garage, I will never do anything in public because I don't want to be put on the sex offenders list. So we're back to that. I want to keep my job.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's that.
How do we even get it?
I don't know. Because we definitely just started talking about my intro song.
Yeah. Sorry, I just yawned. I didn't mean to yawn on the mic.
How was your weekend?
Really tired. My weekend was pretty chill. We had a director's meeting.
I did do that too.
Yeah, and that went pretty well, I think. You know, figure out some solutions. I kind of wanted to get away from doing the registration portion, but still got looped and tied into it. But it's my own fault because I don't know how to, like,
say no.
Give things. No, not so much say no.
Say no, I'm not good for this.
I have a problem.
Brenton has a problem.
Hi, my name is Brenton, and I'm an alcoholic. Don't you do it.
He's talking to the cats.
Yeah, because one of these cats, I don't want them in my room. Anyways, I have a problem with delegating work or just letting go of work because I feel like if that model, if you don't do it yourself, then it's not going to get done right or however that shit is said. That's how I feel. I let somebody else do it.
And it doesn't turn out the way you want it.
Not so much I don't turn the way I want it. It's not going to turn out. It's not going to be right.
Okay. So you know the way you want it.
Because, right.
All
right.
Fair enough.
Turned out right.
The way you
If that's how want you want to perceive it, then yes.
Yes.
The way I want it. It's the perfectionist in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It just, I don't know. It has to be perfect or it's not worthy of being given to parents or anybody else for that matter. Yeah.
I feel that.
I create everything in the likes of, I sound like God.
Mm-hmm. Wow, Brenton's God, everybody. Who knew?
Hallelujah.
Wow. That was very sacrilegious. I'm sorry. Never mind. Brenton is not God.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
We're all gods. But I'm the mightiest.
Ew.
I'm the mightiest of the Most High. I am who am. Somebody's calling me.
Tell him stop.
God damn it. Why is Emmett calling me?
No.
I gave him my order before I left, and he forgot it. Probably. Hold on, you guys. Hello?
Your order?
I said that I wanted a tall green tea frappuccino.
One sec.
Oh, am I on speaker?
Yeah, just tell me.
Okay. I want a tall green tea frappuccino.
Tall green tea frappuccino.
Unsweetened.
Unsweetened.
With caramel inside the cup and on whipped cream.
With caramel inside, caramel inside the cup and on the whipped cream.
Tell me what you want.
And that's it, right?
I want a tall green tea frappuccino.
And Heaven also wants a tall green tea frappuccino. Regular. Actually,
it's
matcha.
Green tea frappuccino regular?
No.
Never mind.
Never mind for that.
Never mind, okay. Yeah, just one.
Can you get a large water?
But can you get Heaven a Trenta water?
A Trenta water.
Okay, anything else?
That's it.
Okay, I'll be told anything else.
Thank you.
So
that was Tahir and the Starbucks cashier.
Okay.
This is not being and Emmett as well. This is not being sponsored by Tahir, Emmett, or Starbucks. Thank you, guys.
It's being sponsored by our Starbucks order. Okay, so if anyone's questioning why I had to change my mind about whether I was going to get something from Starbucks or not.
Oh, okay. Well, I was so confused right now. I was like, what?
It is because I am doing a 6-week transformation challenge.
Yeah.
And I have to lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks. So,
It's just crazy the way the process is, though.
It's not part of my diet plan.
I think I was talking to somebody at work about this today, and she said that two of her girlfriends are doing the exact same thing, and they both started today. So I guess every single camp does it the same day.
Most of the camps are starting today.
Yeah, but she was like, I can't do that. Like, it's three of her friends, so it's like $1,500 a piece together. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a lot of goddamn money, but it's all their individual money.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you can get your money back.
Yeah.
You just apply yourself to it.
Yeah. If you put in the effort and you follow the damn rules or follow the damn instructions, as they like to say, then I don't see any reason why you can't be successful in this challenge.
This shit should be really fun.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it with you because I ain't about to upfront all that kind of money. Well, I mean, I think I can do the program.
You know what's funny is that they haven't pulled any of the money out of my account. And I'm like,
that's weird.
But like when I go in there, they're like, yeah, you're good. So I ain't saying shit. I'm like, thanks.
I mean, shit, they didn't give you everything now. You might as well just run away. maybe that's how they do it. Maybe they're like, wait until you finish and then they pull the money.
Mm.
Or if you finish and they don't pull the money, that's fucking weird though.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
That is dumb.
You're giving away your program for free.
Yeah, pretty much.
But then they have your credit card information. They just snatch your shit.
Yeah.
But then again, you can always be like, that card was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know.
Or did you ACH?
No.
Like you give them your browsing and checking account number. Okay.
But yeah, so that's a thing that I am starting. I went in today for the first workout. It was arms. I did pretty fantastic.
Swag.
It fucking kicked my ass, but it was great.
Yeah.
And tomorrow's leg day, which I'm really excited because, I don't know, my legs are really strong.
I love when I enjoy doing leg day. The burn, that feels so goddamn good. I hate walking after, but just sitting in it.
And I've committed myself to only taking the stairs at work because when I did it last year, the booty got fatter. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, whoa. It got it raised up, though, you know? And over the summer, from being lazy and not doing that, it got saggy again.
Are you taking recovery pills or like shakes or something?
I'm not taking anything yet, but
have you ever done recovery drinks?
No, but people that work out swear by them. So
well, because it's supposed to help you. Like
yeah,
when we did Insanity in T25, I think if we would have done the recovery drinks and we would have been able to do the program a lot better, although we still stuck to it and we pushed through it, didn't finish it, but we pushed through it for the 3 weeks that we did do it. But I was sore as shit, but I like being in pain, not so much like being in pain, but being sore. It feels good.
Yeah.
Especially when you do that stretch.
I'm not going to say it feels good, but what it does feel, it feels like an accomplishment. So you're like, yeah, I like this.
I can feel it. Yeah. It's working.
Yeah. So I feel that.
I love, I just started doing, I found this, I forget the YouTube video, but I think it's Techniques for Men or something like that. I forget the guy's name too, but whatever his name is, last name is Zuniga, I think, whatever. Mm-hmm. But he does this strength workout thing that he was showing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're doing push-ups, leg raises, and you're using a jump rope. Mm-hmm. But you're like 30, 20, 10.
Is that what you were doing this morning?
Yeah. And I was searching. I came across another video about the like doing the proper push-up. And I've been doing the push-ups wrong this entire fucking time because I can't do like 10. I can do 10 straight.
Yeah.
But I have to do 30. So I get stuck like at 15 because that shit burns so much.
Right.
Because before, I think I had my arms out too wide. So now that I have them into my side. Mm-hmm. Doing the push-ups, that shit burns so much.
Yeah.
But all that to say is that when I'm at work and I gotta like do that stretch, stretch feels fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. Fucking great. But then I'm tired and I want to fall asleep for like 4 hours at work.
I'm not sore yet, but I'm assuming it not tomorrow, but the day after, because usually it takes like 2 days for the soreness to come.
I guess if you're doing it right.
Yeah, I'm excited for the pain. I suppose.
Well, so long. You got some recovery stuff, or
I'm trying to get fit though for Stagecoach.
What is Stagecoach?
Stagecoach. It's like Coachella, but country music. Yeah, country music festival.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so I can bag me a cowboy. I'm just kidding. But not really. Just kidding.
She ain't kidding.
I'm not kidding at all. So, anyways, that was that. But that's not what this podcast was about. This podcast was supposed to be about
chicken fried nuggets.
Exactly. Wow.
McDonald's.
Scratch. We don't have a slogan.
I'm gonna take that out.
No, what this was supposed to be about is people from high school. Just randomly, listen, I've been out of high school for...
I kind of feel like I heard you speak about this. Well, did you talk about this today with Tahir? Slightly? Or the other day? Or something like that?
I put it on Snapchat, sort of. But since then, so a few days ago, like a week ago on Snapchat, I put that someone from high school hit me up to ask me when we were going to chill. Mind you, and I told everyone, like, I had a crush on this person when we were in, like, third and fourth grade, or before that, whatever, and he didn't give me a time of day, and so, you know, I forgot about him, and then high school happened, graduated, and here we are, 9.5 years later, because I graduated in 2008, mm-hmm. June, and mm-hmm. here we are in December, September of 2017.
I mean, we're a little far from December, but
and close. All of a sudden this person's hitting me up. I'm just like, okay, bye.
This person, why don't you want to drop names?
Well, okay, so what I was going to say is, though, since that happened, three other people from high school.
They're trying to run a train.
I don't know. But, like, they weren't even friends. Like, not even the same group of people. Like, I don't think any of them talk to each other at all.
That's strange.
So I'm just like, what's happening? And, like, it's not like I look better than I did then, because I was way cuter back then.
I think this is a sign of God coming back.
That it has to be I'm the here. Rapture that people are interested in me.
I'm here.
No.
Bow down. Pray to me now.
It's just confusing me. I don't know. I'm just like, what's going on?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really strange, actually.
Yeah,
Did you talk back to any of them?
I mean, like, because I thought they were just trying to be cool, you know, because they write me and they're like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, oh, hey, haven't talked to you in a while. And they're like, yeah. And then it just switches up real quick. And they're like, you look real good. We should hang out. What and I'm like, fuck? Oh, okay, hold on. why? All of a sudden, are you interested in talking to me?
Did you research their profiles at least?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so how did they hit you up? Because obviously your number has changed since high school.
Yeah, no, they hit me up on Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat.
Okay.
Most recently. And I'm like, I mean, it's not hard to find me. My name is literally the same thing on everything. So, I mean, one of them hit me up on MySpace. I'm just kidding. I don't have MySpace.
Actually, MySpace is still active.
I know it is, but it's just music now, right?
I have an account.
Why?
But I don't fucking know. When they were going through the transition, when Justin Timberlake was buying them out, I figured
Justin Timberlake make an account. Owns MySpace?
He owns MySpace.
How embarrassing.
How crazy is that? Because like he whole...
played in Facebook.
Yeah, he like movie. Owned Napster or some shit like that. Now he owns MySpace, but he ain't doing shit with it. Or he owns like a stock or some shit. I don't know. He owns some kind of part in MySpace. But whatever the case is, it still exists. But you said that you looked up these dudes' accounts and everything and... Not even no interest.
None at all. I mean, okay. No, just no.
Okay, well.
Not worth it.
Are they at least, like, successful? Anything going for them? Are they still living in their mama's house? Are they scrubs?
No, one of them is married and has a kid.
What the fuck? What's wrong with people?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, chill, bro.
Yeah, you need to chill. I hope you listen to this podcast, you piece of shit. I hope your wife listens to this podcast, too. And your child. How old is this child?
I don't know.
You know, I ain't going to try to bring your child and your wife into this, but they need to listen to this podcast because you're a piece of shit. You know that? You're a piece of work, you piece of shit. You're a failure of a father. You're a failure of a husband. You don't need to be married.
Trash. Which brings me to my next point.
Jesus Christ.
Cheaters.
What the hell?
I hate cheaters.
Maybe I shouldn't be bashing him so hard.
Why? It's going to be funny.
Go ahead.
If he does listen to this and then he writes me on Snapchat like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? What the fuck?
I thought we were cool.
You still trash. I don't give a fuck who you are. You still trash.
It's funny. It's
catch my fate, nigga. I'm just playing. I'm not going to fight you. I don't fight people. I'm God. God don't fight. I'll just strike you down, nigga.
That's what God did.
That was lightning.
Ew.
Cheaters. You said cheaters. What's up with cheaters?
I just wanted to say that I hate cheaters.
Here's what I don't understand. And I was obviously I wasn't joking about you being trash. Like you shouldn't be trying to holler at somebody else if you married, and especially when you got a kid. Like
yeah.
Your wife think you in a happy relationship, and so does your child. And you try and do some shit behind their back.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be Becky with the good hair, okay? Yeah. I'm not.
But here's what I don't understand about cheaters. Why are you in a relationship in the first place? If you want to be with multiple people, then be with multiple people. But don't be trying to commit yourself down
get
to one person.
Get out of that relationship.
And then be cheating on them on the side. That's fucked up. And then you try to play them stupid when they come and question you and be like, you're cheating on me, aren't you? You're seeing somebody else?
And you act like,
nah, babe, I'm just faithful to you. Nah, why are you playing people? You're playing yourself, too. And when you get caught up.
You played yourself.
Yeah, and when your ass get caught up, then what you going to do, huh? What if you get your side chick pregnant? Or you get pregnant by your side dude? Mm. What the fuck you doing then? Yep, you're going to mess yourself over.
All right.
So how about we stop we stop being children, start being adults.
Yeah.
For the adults, at least, because, you know, kids. I don't know if kids are listening to this. But
I don't know. If you're a teenager and you're in a relationship.
No.
Get out of the relationship if you want to be with other people.
Sorry. You shouldn't be in relationships anyway, okay?
Why?
You guys are kids. Okay, focus on school.
Child.
Focus on school. How about this? How about everybody just focus on yourselves, okay?
Fix yourself first. Worry about yourself.
Once you can fix yourself and you feel like you get to be in a relationship, then you go on and be in a relationship. Then you can be there with somebody else. But until then, if you got the whatever inside of you that wants to cheat, want to look at somebody else on the side, you don't deserve to be in a relationship, and that person don't deserve to be with you.
Word.
What? Did I say that wrong? Or no. You don't deserve to be with that person. Good. Yeah, that's how that sounds better.
Yeah.
So don't be an asshole.
Don't be an asshole.
Focus on yourself and stop trying to hurt other people.
Yeah.
Because whether you know it or not, that's going to end up hurting that person that you're cheating on.
Yeah, let me tell you.
It's going to destroy
them. Even if they say they forgive you, they're going to think about it every single day for the rest of their life. And it's going to come up at the most random times. And they're going to start crying on a freaking bus. And I don't know.
I got dark for a second.
Sorry. So yeah, anyways, just don't be a nasty person.
Don't do that. Don't do that. It's really fucked up.
It is. But if you are looking to date other people, get on Bumble.
But be single.
Be on Bumble looking for other people
Don't take up your wedding ring and download the application. That's foul. And if you got a kid, be upfront with that. Put that shit in your profile. I mean, you can be single with a kid. I mean, some people dig that, you know?
Yeah. I saw on one profile, though, this one guy. His was like, if you have kids, don't even think about swiping right on me because
at least you
shouldn't
honest.
Have been doing it with someone that wasn't the right person.
Whoa.
And I was like, okay.
Somebody's judging hard.
So hard. I was like, all right. I don't have kids, but. It was just funny to me that person said that in their
That's
profile.
That's crazy. Yeah, I will never wrap my head around the fact that you want to be in a relationship with somebody and then you turn around and you decide that you're going to cheat on them with somebody else. I don't get it. I really don't understand.
It's true. I don't get it either. So on my Bumble, I put in there that we want to start interviewing people from Bumble. And
we got any takers?
We got one.
One.
So I don't know. I got a lot of matches after that.
Are we bringing them to us or are we going to them?
No, we definitely should go to them because I don't want anyone coming here.
No, they don't have to come into our house. They can go to the park house or something.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second, you guys. I'm gonna go get the door. Oh snap! I'm busting the mic.
Well, whoever it is has a
key. Wow, they got keys. They're annoying as fuck. So you said that you found an interviewer.
Interviewee.
Oh, interviewee.
Yeah, we're the interviewers.
This is true. I'm lost.
Yeah. So I
with
think...
With an endless amount of seasons and episodes.
I got it. That was stupid.
I'm funny sometimes.
No. Anyways, because I never really plan on meeting anyone on Bumble, you know, like I think I've said that in a few episodes. I just want the matches and then it makes me feel better about myself. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's kind of fucked up. It's rude, you know? So what if I'm like, sure, let's meet up. And then we surprise interview them for a podcast episode.
I think it's going to work out great. We talked about this in our last podcast.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, but that was talking about, we were
like
talking
wanting
about
wanting to do it.
Yeah, but we actually were talking have about one. Wanting to interview people that were rude and friends.
Oh, we did say that. You're right.
But so, right. You know, now.
But now people that are not rude want to be interviewed.
So let's interview them.
I'm down to do that.
Good.
But we have to figure out a location and where we're going to do this. We need to actually like invest in buying some space for a studio.
Okay, relax.
I mean, why not?
Hold on.
How much could the rent be?
Chill, we just started this.
Yes, but we already got like 7 episodes. How much could it be to rent out like a space?
I don't know.
$1,500 a month?
Oof, that's a fucking rent for an apartment. I would rather get an apartment.
We need sponsors, yo.
Sponsor us, please. We'll shout you out as many times as you like.
Yeah, we need a location to do this. Let's buy a little shack thing from Home Depot. Let's just go to Home Depot and sit on a little shack thing. It's too hot for that shit. It's too hot for that shit.
Do you mean like a tool shed?
Yeah. It works.
Why don't we get one of those like playhouses that they sell?
That sounds too creepy. I'm good. I just watched it. Like, I'm not a big fan of playhouses. I'm good. You know, especially if it's like Pennywise's house.
Hey, Pennywise.
We don't fuck with that. We don't play with that.
We all float down here. Oh my gosh. I thought you were falling down the stairs. Anyways. But yeah. So we're going to start interviewing people from Bumble, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a new segment on the show. I don't know if it's going to be every episode. It's definitely not going to be every episode.
Not every episode. No. And we can do it separate. We can do separate episodes. You ain't seen a bra before, buddy? Right.
I'm sure you haven't seen one this big, actually, but.
But yeah, I think that's a great idea. So yeah, hit up your guy or your person that you found.
Yeah.
Guys and girls.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, did I say girls are weird? That sounds like I said guys and girls. Yeah, we got to figure out a spot. Are we going to go to their? I don't want to go to their house. I'm kind of scared to go to people's houses.
Yeah, I'm kind of sketched on that too. Yeah. But I'm also sketched in having them come here, and I just felt like recording in like a park was weird.
Do you think that if we go into like a Starbucks, they'll let us record in a Starbucks, have a conversation with people in the Starbucks?
I think they would let us. I don't think they would stop us. But Barnes and Nobles. Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Maybe they have a space in there. Or we can go to Mount Sac.
Oh, into the library and rent out one of the quiet rooms. Or just go into
a music room.
Oh, yeah, the music rooms. I forgot about those.
Yeah. We're taking this podcast on the road, y'all.
Yeah.
Into an actual studio.
Coming to a city near you.
Yeah, if you have a college.
If you live near Walnut.
Yeah. Or if you have a community college near you and they have a music studio.
Can you guys please shut the fuck up? Thanks. What? Yeah. I didn't say a bad word anyway. I said feck.
I know. But so. I tend to have a potty mouth on this podcast. Oh, well.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
We all?
Don't
all
we
of my
all?
Personalities.
Don't we all?
Okay. Moving on. And you want to do the clap thing so you know where to cut it out?
Not really. I mean, I'll have to just listen to it.
This is a shout out to Faith. She just turned 5 months today.
Yeah, happy birthday, Faith. Happy 5 months, Faith.
5 months.
Yeah. This is going to be really awkward to try to edit because there's so much odd spots in between this podcast.
It's all right.
We might just leave it all here.
Let people know the behind the scenes, the ins and outs of this goddamn podcast.
You guys can listen to all the
bullshit
that goes on in the background. What did you ask her, Emmett? What did he ask you?
Oh, he was asking me about the program that I'm doing that costs $500.
Oh, you don't need to do it?
I think he was just asking me why I'm spending $500 on something.
Because it's an incentive.
Can you explain to people why you...
We already did that.
We already did. We already talked about it, actually.
It's an incentive. It's like you...
You want your money back.
Yeah, so you don't work to get your money
back.
Put in
the work to make sure you get it back.
All it is 20 pounds you got to lose.
Mm-hmm. All right, we are on your team, Evan.
Good, thank you. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah,
I
hope so.
You weren't kidding.
Being an asshole.
We're on your team, huh? Not you, fat bitch.
Okay, whoa.
Jesus. So that means if you're eating something that's not on your
You have to tell me no, which is why I didn't order the freaking Starbucks.
Wow. And instead. Got a
venti
water.
Yeah, venti water. I don't even want it.
No, this is
just wanted the
this is milk, ice, and matcha.
It's not even real green tea.
No. Matcha is green tea.
No, yeah, but it's
matcha,
not
it's
like
matcha
green
powder.
Tea.
It's powder. Yeah.
It's not real green
so
tea.
So you need to realize that is not good for your heart.
I know your ass ain't talking, my nigga. All the
as you
shit
chow
that
down
you
on that burrito from Del Taco.
And if it wasn't that, then there'd be them the nasty, what was it, McLeanians?
McLeanians?
I'm lying, I don't know what the fuck they're called.
A McGangbang. Oh. I want a McGangbang right now, actually. That's going to be the first thing I eat when I come back.
Emmett, you don't know what a McGangbang is?
McGangbang. You get a McDouble and you get a McChicken. And you bang it. And you take the chicken out of the... And you put it between the patties of the McDouble. That's all the topics I have. I've exalted them all for tonight. Months? Well, it's 6 weeks. But I have to lose... I have to get down to 155 pounds. Which sounds...
I thought you had to do 20 pounds. Thought you have to do 20 pounds.
You have to lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks.
But they want you to meet your goal before
you get your money back.
What the fuck? Fuck that.
I'm about
it. You signed up for a 6 week program that was 20 pounds to get your money back. I'm getting my money back at the 20 pounds.
Well, yeah. Okay, I'll continue. If that puts you at the weight, then yeah.
No. I'll continue your program, but you won't get my money back after the 20 pounds.
So what happened if you don't? Let's just say.
If I don't, then I lose the money, and then I have to pay again if I want to try again, or I don't.
You sound like your brother next to me spinning.
Too late. You already start talking. How much did he spend, and what did he spend it on?
And what?
Speak, Emmett. You already opened your mouth.
Speak,
I
bitch.
I stopped myself. I didn't say anything.
You already opened your mouth.
What's a nice strawberry delicious?
They talk too much. All right, we could bring this to a close.
I think so. So, write in the comments below if you know anyone that we should interview for our show.
I don't think there are any sections for them to fucking comment on.
Listen, write in the comments below if you want us to have a comment section.
Sorry, don't do that because there's no way for you to do that.
Email us
or tweet Snapchat
us, snap
or Instagram. Heaven, because I don't do
just
all
just tell
shit.
Me when we go on our wine and painting date.
That ain't never happening.
I thought you said you had a friend that wanted to do it.
Yeah, but come on, like it ain't happening.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Although your mom said that your aunt and your cousins are all gonna y'all gonna be doing that shit. Y'all gonna go out to some place and do the paint
and
wine
shit.
Yeah,
we're gonna have a sleepover.
Come
what
over
the
here.
Fuck?
Not a sleepover, but to come over here.
No, she said sleepover.
Hang out. Ain't nobody sleeping over here. Ain't nobody sleeping over here. No.
There's nowhere to sleep over here. If anyone wants to come to my birthday party, it's this Friday, Saturday. It's this Saturday. September 16th, which is my actual birthday. Write in the comments below if you want to come.
God. There ain't no damn comment section.
So hit us up on all the social medias. I need people to root me on during this 6 week challenge to make me accountable. I need a lot of people to know about it so that I will feel like shit if I don't follow through.
So,
well, every $500, girl, don't let that go through the.
Well, no, it's $500, bruh. That's a lot of clothes.
Because you should not wear around the whole.
All right, before we continue this, hold on. We got to bring this to a close.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everyone. Yeah. If you want to hear more, go to...
Don't do that. Why are you doing that?
Just kidding. That's the outro you're going to hear in a few seconds. No,
oh
it's not.
God,
no, it's not.
How about we start this over? All right. I think it's time to bring us to a close. This has been
peace
fun.
Peace out, motherfuckers.
Okay. Thanks for listening to another episode of Commas and Periods. And we'll...
Pussy.
You'll listen to us later.
Oh, I thought of a word that I hate. I thought of a word that I hate more than not cunt. My favorite, my least favorite word. Oh shit, I just lost it. What was it?
We gotta record this whole thing. I'm so sick of all this goddamn noise. Get the fuck on, goddamn cat. Go upstairs.
I don't remember what the word was. There was a word that I hated more than moist and gushing, and I can't think of what it was.
E-U-S-S-E-Y.
Oh, it's titties. Oh, I hate that word.
Yeah, titties?
Yeah, that word is so ugly to me.
You know I can't use any of this.
Yeah.
I like chichi. Chichi sound better.
There's at least a good 10 minutes that is going to be cut out of this. 10-15 minutes.
Guys,
thanks for watching, listening.
Guys,
bye, everyone.
I'm a father, guys, and I'm 22 years old.
Emmett, nope. Why are you... Why?